Thank you for listening to Abstract Illusions Radio. With each breath of air, gain new insights and inspirations as we explore and expose the different aspects of the human experience. Now with your host, Jennifer Hillman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hillman, and tonight we are speaking with, once again, Kelly Rosano, astrologer and coach. She is an amazing woman. She has helped me in so many ways, and I know she's helping the people out there as well in many, many ways. Her website is kellyrosano.com. She's also on Facebook. Check her out. She has a wonderful blog that she does. Every time there is an amazing event happening, she gives you a heads up on how to handle it and what's going on. So, Kelly, thank you so much again. Since March is such an interesting month, we decided to actually do a two-part show. So, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yes. So, March really is, we both kind of wrote up this little tag for February might have been the lion, but the lamb is hanging out with the ram quite a bit. So what is we have a new moon in Pisces tomorrow. So let's just start with that right away.
Okay, so yeah, we have the new moon in Pisces, and that is happening tomorrow, which is Friday. And so this is, new moons are always new beginnings. So the energy cycles from new moon to full moon, and then it cycles down from full moon to new moon. So the new moon is where we get the new energy, and it's the time to set your intentions for the next 30 days until the next new moon, which will be in Aries. And so the new moon in Pisces, being a water sign, has to do with compassion, self-compassion, compassion for others, understanding, patience, all of those things fire signs have to learn. And so it is a wonderful time to set your intentions for what you want to manifest over the next 30 days.
Okay. Now, you brought up the fire sign, which me and you are, and we have to learn that compassion, understanding, and patience, like, constantly. Is this, like, going to make it a little more intense for us now?
Yeah.
More trying, perhaps?
Yeah, and I can speak for myself. Personally, mine is more about patience. I think I've got the compassion down.
Yeah.
Is that... yes, for the fire signs, it's patience. So when the new moon is in the water sign and we're cycling through Pisces, that is very empowering for the other water signs, the Scorpios, the Cancers, even the earth signs. Really, this is their time to shine, because in water, the water is the earth and everything grows. And so earth signs very much benefit from the water signs. And the water signs, this is their time to shine. And so, fire signs, we have to take a back seat, and that's not always easy for fire signs. And so, you know, the water is in the houses of the 12th, the 4th, and the 8th. And Pisces rules the 12th house of what is in the subconscious, what is below the threshold of awareness, what is behind the scenes. And so the waters are being stirred underneath, and, you know, it's our opportunity to come to a greater level of healing and understanding of ourselves and others.
And there's something else. You bringing up the Pisces. There's another sign that's like just slipped into that in the 12th house, correct?
You mean another planet? Oh, Chiron?
A planet. Yeah.
Yes. Chiron. Yes, Chiron. Chiron, do you know about Chiron, his history?
I do just because I'm Sag, but there might be some guests that don't, some listeners that don't. So if you want to talk about that, that would be great.
Okay. Well, Chiron was a god that came to Earth to teach us metaphysics. He taught us, in fact, chiropractor comes out of the word Chiron. Chiron took pity on us, actually. You know, he felt sorry for us, you know. and so he taught us, you know, science. He taught us healing modalities that were way beyond the time. And Chiron is a god that could not heal himself. And so the way he came to a level of healing was by healing us, healing others. So Chiron represents that part of you, that wound that just won't heal. And so depending on what he's aspecting, so if he's aspecting your son, there's a part of you that won't heal. And what I mean by that is you can take drugs, you can go to the doctor, you can, you know, there's all these things you can do, but it won't heal. You know, you can drink, but you're still feeling the pain, or you can numb it through work, but you're still feeling the pain. So there's a pain that just won't go away. And in that healing, to find the healing for the wound that won't heal, you know, is our greatest challenge.
Okay, so saying that the wound won't heal, is it something that we can transcend, or kind of do we just need to make peace with it and understand that's just the way it is?
Yeah, I think it's different in each situation, you know, because, you know, we can say, oh, well, that's just the way it is, but that doesn't really solve anything either. Maybe it is about, you know, coming to acceptance that we have limitations, you know, and that we can't just push ourselves endlessly. And, you know, for instance, I had Chiron on my son all last year and my knees started to hurt. And I'm someone who, you know, like everyone has their addictions, right? Well, I love to work out, you know what I mean? Like, so I've been, you know, and I'm in my 50s. So when you push your body to the limit, Chiron comes along and says, no, you can't do that anymore. And it's like, whoa, okay. I can't walk away from this. I can't ignore this. See, it's the wound that just doesn't heal by, you know, ignoring it or even medicating it, and which I wouldn't do. But so I had to rest. That's a new word for a fire sign. It's called resting. And so so that was my breakthrough of going, okay, I'm now in my 50s. I can't work out like I was in my 20s. And right. I don't even have to. You know what I mean? Is that I can work out, you know, half hour a day to what it took me three hours years ago.
Right.
So, you see? And so say Chiron is on your Venus. Okay, Venus is what we love and value. Venus is our relationships. Mm-hmm. Chiron's on your Venus, and maybe you're in love with someone who's not available.
Yes, I have it actually sextile my Pluto.
And so that's a deeper empowerment where you can look at what's beneath the surface, what's coming to the surface of your consciousness, and gain tremendous insight into your own psychology and your own healing.
Well, isn't that fun? It's going to be kind of trying people, isn't it? I mean, is this like calling forth those kind of experiences so that those buttons get pushed?
I don't know if it's so much Chiron doesn't necessarily push any buttons. It is more about the wound that won't heal. That part of you that no matter what you do, you can try to distract yourself. You can drug it. You can dope it. You can work it. You can smoke it. But it's still gnawing at you. It's a pain that won't be self-medicated, And so I think it's a pain that says, okay, come up higher and reach for God. Reach for a higher solution. Perhaps that solution is service to others. Perhaps that solution is looking at what you're doing in your life and, you know, what you can change so that you can come to a healing and resolution. Different in every situation.
Yes. And it's going to be in Pisces for some time, isn't it? Like 7-12 years or something?
Yeah, he doesn't orbit like a normal planet. Chiron is an asteroid between Saturn, the past, and Uranus, the future. So he doesn't orbit like the rest of the planets. That, you know, he's so cool. And so he's gonna be out there for, you know, he's gonna be in Pisces for a really long time, a really long time. And now Neptune is getting ready to go into Pisces, which is going to be quite transformative. And Neptune is Pisces' ruling planet. And he's going in. Now, he's only going to be in for 4 months, but then he's going to go in. Yeah, he goes in April 2nd, April 5th, and he's in there until April, May, June. Does he retro out? Yeah, then he retros out. He's back in Aquarius for a bit in August, but then he's going to be in his ruling planet, his ruling sign, Neptune, for years to come. Quite a long time he's in there. So that's another happening. You know, it's subtle. These are subtle energies.
Okay.
This isn't like Mercury or Mars or even Uranus where you feel it. You know, it's on a deeper collective consciousness. And again, Pisces, mm-hmm. It's the sign of compassion. Compassion for self, compassion for others, recognition that we are all connected to each other, that what we do here does affect the people in Africa. It does affect the people in the Middle East. What they are doing there does affect us. We are all connected because we are all one.
Most definitely. Did you want to go through if Chiron is going in? You said the Sun and you said Venus and Pluto. Did you want to go through like the Moon and Mercury, Mars, just to give people a little bit of a heads up?
I'm not following.
Okay, with Chiron, you said that you had mentioned how it was hitting your Sun and what it was bringing out for you. And then you said Pluto. I'm just wondering if you wanted to continue going down, like if it's hitting your Moon or Mercury, how it's going to be bringing up or how it may affect you in the other planets.
Okay. Okay. So if it's hitting your Sun, that's you, who you are, how you show up in the world. It's your soul potential. So if it's on your Sun, it's on you. Like, what are you doing? Like for me, it was pay attention to your physical and you know, nourish and nurture yourself, rest, don't push so hard physically. If it's on your Moon, it has to do with how you feel, how you emotionally respond to the world, as well as your personality, because the Moon represents your personality. So then Moon, Mercury, and then if it's on your Mercury, it's how you think, how you communicate to others, how you talk to yourself, how your lower brain operates and is wired. If it's on your Venus, it has to do with who you love. It has to do with your relationships. Are you loving yourself? Mars, your drive in life. Okay, Mars is our testosterone. Mars, without Mars, we can't get anything done. So it's affecting how you are working in the world. Jupiter, what you believe, your ideals. So I would take it out to Jupiter, because if we take it out any further than that, that's transcendental, and that takes it
right
to the collective rather than the individual.
Excellent. So with this, how is Mr. Wounded Healer affecting with the new moon in Pisces? How is that dance going to be?
Well, the new moon sets the intention for what is happening over the next 30 days. And this new moon is a good one. It's not super intense like it was in February, Because again, we're in the Pisces quadrant, which is the 12th house, that which is behind the scenes. So it's not really out in the public or demonstrative in that way. Pluto is harmonizing with this new moon, and it's in harmony with the new moon. It's in harmony with Mars. It's in harmony with the sun. And so whatever revelations that come to surface now, we can incorporate them in a positive way, in an easy flowing way. It's not harsh. Now, Saturn is in conjunct this new moon. Saturn is the teacher's teacher. He's the guru's guru. Saturn is the one that calls all the shots. And anything less than 180 degrees away from Saturn, Saturn's calling it. Saturn's ruling it. And so Saturn in conjunct, adjustment. So what adjustments do we need to make in our lives so that we are living more from the heart? We are living more from compassion. We are living more from our ideals, because that's what Pisces is. Pisces rules our highest ideals.
Excellent. Now, is there anything else that Saturn's going to be doing lately? Because it's in Libra, which is a lot about your relationships and balance, and it's kind of a heavy hitter, as you said. It is the teacher's teachers, and it really does wake you up. And it has been in Libra for some time. So is it just continuing the trend of kind of like readjusting your thinking and getting you more in balance with the true self that you are?
Very good. Very good. Yeah. You know, Saturn rules the 10th house. So Saturn's natural ruler is the 10th house of destiny, your position in the world, your status in the world. Saturn is the natural ruler of Capricorn, you know, and Capricorn's key words are I use. And not that we use people, but that Saturn's always looking at the cost versus benefit analysis. Okay. So what is this relationship costing me? And this is, so Saturn is asking all of us to take a review of our relationships. Now, the way I see it is all of life is relationships. You know, you have a relationship to food, right? Mm-hmm. And if you're gaining weight, you know, it's like, okay, what's the cost benefit to emotional eating? What's the cost benefit to, say, eating fruits and vegetables versus pizza, pasta, you know, cheesecake?
And cookies.
Right? So yeah, exactly. So Saturn is saying, you know, what is this really costing you if you're not loving on you and really, you know, nourishing your body? Like for me, the cost benefit of pushing myself too much physically. Okay, you know,
right.
And so there's that. Okay, so you know, it's like, okay, what are you doing? And so it's like you have to, like, okay, make some choices. Really look at what the choices are here. Now, boundaries is a big thing going on now, because we're in Pisces, and Pisces doesn't have any boundaries. And so I have found that I have to set boundaries with other people, you know, and it's what am I sending out? You know, is if everybody thinks I'm the place to come and cry on or whine on or complain on.
Right.
What am I sending out? You know, so you want to look at, okay, you know, what are you attracting? What are you sending out? And so, I have transiting Neptune on my sun right now. Transiting Neptune is opposing my sun right now. So it's like, whoa, you know, I really understand the Pisces vibration, like, unbelievable now. And so one of the things you have to understand is that, you know, we want to be in service to others, but we can't serve those that don't help themselves. And if people are just coming to take your light and take your energy, but they're really not making changes, then we got to step back and go, wait a minute. You know, I need to set a boundary here because I'm exhausted from other people's dramas, right? And so,
right.
So we want to look at that. You know, we want to be available to people, but we don't want to be taken advantage of.
Right. And if you've been taken advantage of in the last few years or so, because this has been going on. How long has Saturn been in Libra? It's been a year or so, hasn't it? Or am I delusional?
How's your, I know we should ask, like, how's your Pisces today, everybody?
Yeah, really. Where's your Neptune?
Exactly. You know, mine's in the seventh house of relationships. Okay. So, Saturn went into Libra on July 22nd of 2010.
So, so it hasn't been that long.
No. And so
it just felt that way.
Exactly. You know, and so, you know, and also because we're all being asked to increase our vibration, we're all being asked to step up in the light. And because of that, you know, we're completing 26,000 years of karma right now. So our lessons are flying high. You know what I mean? Like, it's right in your face. Okay. It's like cosmic cleanup. Okay. And so, you know, Saturn and Libra and all of this cleanup we're doing right now, it can feel really, it is really accelerated. There is no other way to say it. Everything is accelerated right now. We are being pushed to the limit. We are being pushed, you know, there's no more time. Time's up. It's like we've got to take our power back, own our power, live from our heart, be authentic, and keep increasing in vibration. And one of the things I've realized is, I don't know if I've talked about this, but I follow the Coma Rosen YouTube channel. And the Coma Rosen channel has a multitude of Ascended Master teachings. Every day I follow that channel in the morning. It's the first thing I listen to. And one of the things I've realized, I've known this for a while, but it's been reinforced, is the masters are releasing the light through the astrology. So like on that last full moon, we got an enormous amount of light and step up. And now we're coming up on the next one, which is the new moon, and they're going to release another super amount of light at the new moon. And so we're continuously being bombarded with enormous amounts of light. And light is, you know, it makes you wake up. It makes you become aware. It makes you become aware of what you're doing. It makes you become aware of where you're going. And you know, I know some people like to sit in the dark. They don't want to know everything. They don't want to know everything about their relationship. They don't want to know everything about what's going on in the world. And, you know, that's cool. However, the light is oncoming, and it is forcing us to accelerate. And, you know, so that's why in Pisces, you know, I've been recommending to everybody to get a lot of rest, because before we make the jump to light speed in Aries, this is the quiet before the storm.
Yes, and one thing that you bringing up, that some people just don't want to get a clue.
Exactly. Yeah, and, you know, and I get it. You know, and I'm just here, you know, offering what I know, and I'm not here to, you know, tell anybody what to do or
right.
You know, I just, the way I look at it is I'm just here teaching what I know and living my best life.
And, you know, you offer the information, and if they take it, great. If they don't, they'll get it another way when they get the lessons. But the reason why I brought that up, what happens if they decide to ignore it, repress it, or deny it? I mean, are there really a chance that they can just let it go, or is the energy just really making people who have made the intention to move forward in their spiritual evolution saying, all right, it's time to walk the walk, not just talk it. And if you're just going to talk it, watch out.
Well, you know, I think it is all revealing now. I mean, you know, we're all being required to be transparent now. And so, I mean, look at Charlie Sheen, you know, I mean, this is just showing you that, you know, you can sit there and say you've got tiger blood and you've got goddesses, you know, and no, I'm like, I don't want anybody to call me a goddess anymore after Charlie said it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, really.
Like, I'm 20 and I'm a porn star, you know, it's like, wow, you know? And so, you know, I think it's really is about, yes, walking our talk and being who we really are and not worrying about what other people think, you know, like not even focusing on what other people think, really focusing on, well, what do you think? Who are you? What are you? You know, where is your passion? You know, where is your heart's desire? Are you living from your heart? You know, because if we're living from our heart, we're living from our truth. You know, that doesn't mean everyone agrees with me. When I write a newsletter, I don't write a newsletter for the world to agree with me. I write a newsletter because this is what I see from my position. That's all. I'm offering it from my opinion, from my personal perspective. I don't expect the world to agree with me. I don't expect you to see life the way I see life. I think it's more about all of us living our truth.
Hallelujah. And amen, my sister. Okay, now with this, everybody is really like amping up. And I have seen a lot of people that their energy is shifting and changing and in some ways becoming very calm. And part of me feels like it's that, but I'm also feeling that undertow of the buildup of good old Ram kind of like stomping his feet in the distance, ready to take off. So with this, we have the new moon on the 4th and Chiron kind of like doing the cha-cha with everything as well. Then we got Aries coming in on March 11th in Uranus, and it's already in Jupiter. So it's like it's time to really pick up the pace slowly. I mean, you understand, you said rest now because watch out to the 11th, because that's when magic really starts.
Well, the magic's going on all the time, but
yes.
So what's happening right now, and I'm going to throw this back to you, is
okay.
We're what we call the breakdown, okay? Because Uranus, which is the great awakener, he is freedom and truth and brilliance and genius and the new age, Saint Germain, the age of Aquarius. Uranus is at 29 and a half degrees Pisces. And whenever a planet or a sign is at 29 degrees or greater, like 29 to 30, it's the critical breakdown phase. In other words, this is a serious time of testing. This is a time where we're in that last bit of Pisces, calm before the storm, and we're in the breakdown. And so it's like, look at Gaddafi. He's totally breaking down. Look at these institutions. They're breaking down. Relationships. Anything that's no longer serving the greater good or your soul evolution can be in breakdown right now. So what I'm seeing is Uranus is about to step into Aries, and he's going to be in there for the next 7 to 8 years, you know, so take it out to 2019, okay? And that's a longer-term transit that's going to shake up everything, and I'll talk about that probably in the second half. But so what I'm seeing is in March, April, this spring, we're going to go from breakdown to breakthrough, and I think we're going to see a lot of people do 180s. What do you get? Now, you're an intuitive. You're a psychic. I'm seeing the breakdown right now, and then I see the breakthrough. We're all going to be making these breakthroughs. Maybe perhaps for some people doing a 180, maybe I'm going to do a 180. You know what I mean? Like maybe I'm going to move into something completely different. I don't, you know, and so, you know, it's for all of us, you know, I think for many of us, we're going to be doing 180s. What do you get?
I mean, the one thing I am noticing is a lot of people, like, there's a buildup and they know there's a change, but they don't know where they're going. They have no clue on what direction to go. And it is like, and the thing that I am noticing also is like, they're refinding a lot of their old passions coming back up, things that they wanted to do as a kid starting to come up. And it's like, finishing up and those little things that they wanted to do, but now it's like, do it now, get it out of the way and move on. Or they're looking at things they wanted to do and saying, no, I'm not feeling like I want to do this anymore, and just letting it go. Or finding ways to alter what they're doing now to fit what they feel like is coming up and making it more malleable so it is more changeable to what the next step is. Kind of re-understanding everything that they've learned along the way, kind of like you said, the life review of what's coming up. For me, myself, I feel a buildup, but I'm also feeling like I'm getting so many incredible ideas that it's like it's coming so fast. I got to write them down and come back to them. because they're coming in so fast. I might not do all of them, but I'm definitely getting the understanding that there's certain things that I have started in the past that are definitely coming back up to really look at and combine with other ideas and rearrange things. So kind of remolding the perspective as well, learning lessons from a different perspective. But the main thing I'm really getting is, and I'm feeling from a lot, is this buildup. It's like there's a lot of people that are being thrown out there really quick, and I see them being thrown out, but I'm waiting for the reins to be pulled in because they're going so fast.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't it, we haven't even hit the fast speed yet. This is the
I know.
And so, yeah, exactly. And that's right. Is that it's okay, you know, and this is what I want people to take away from this show tonight is, it's okay if you don't know where you're going. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Because that's the challenge with humans. It's like, we've got to know everything. We've got the book now. Now let me just go read the ending to the book. It's like, you can't do that. You can't just, you know, skip pages in life and, you know, get to the middle of the book or the ending so you know how to play it. No. And so it's very important that we practice that dirty P word, patience.
Ew, do we have to? but yeah, that is the other thing that I have in the last couple months, as you know. It's like I'd start building up on a project, my computer would break down. If something else was building up, something else would break down. It's like, okay, literally I'm having the breakdowns physically as well as, you know, some of the aspects of me and some of the relationships are falling away or changing. So it's just, you know, it's like the cycle of life. Things build up. There's the birth, the middle, and then they die. They might be reformed and come back, but I'm also saying if it doesn't, the essence of what was needed is done. And you just take from that and you move forward in whatever form it comes up. It's really being, at least what I'm seeing with people is right now, you've got to be patient and really flexible. Don't beat yourself up, because I know so many people are just getting so frustrated with that P word. They're tired of that P word. That patience word is almost really becoming a dirty word to some people. So I don't wanted to ask you with this, and Aries is a cardinal sign. What are the other cardinal signs?
Libra, Capricorn, Cancer.
Okay. So being cardinal, they're more like solid, fixed.
Mm-mm, no, that's the fixed signs. That's the Leo,
okay.
Aquarius. So cardinal, that's what I'm saying is like get as much rest now, because the cardinal signs change the seasons. Okay. So we're going into spring, Aries, then we'll go into summer, Cancer, then we'll go into fall, Libra, then we'll go into winter, Capricorn. These signs are so powerful. They are on the threshold of changing the seasons. And unlike the astronomers that are not spiritual and not schooled in astrology, we do not base our signs on fixed stars. We base astrology on the seasons. That's why everyone is the sign they're born based on astrology, because it starts on Aries. It's not based on the fixed stars. So that's just throwing that in there, because they were trying to say that astrology, you know, your sign, and that's not true.
They're trying to throw in that 13th sign just to mess with people, I think. So with a cardinal sign, it's like all about the new changes. And would you say that you need to be more flexible with the changes that are coming in and know that you're going to be readjusting or adjusting or realigning to a different situation or moving forward in what your plans are? Because the thing I'm reading here is, at least right now, it's time to really plan, be patient, make some plans, get some ideas together, don't really move too fast, and move forward. Am I kind of in the right book here?
Well, again, now the moving forward will come on the new moon, on Uranus, moving into Aries. And then, of course, on the spring equinox onward, it's going to be, you know, making the jump to light speed. You know, buckle your seatbelt, Dorothy, because Kansas is about to go bye-bye. You know, and so this is the calm before the storm, okay? And what I mean by storm, I mean action. I mean everything moving at accelerated pace where, you know, you walk in and the next minute you are in a new job, you're in a new relationship, you're living in a new location. It all happened in 1 week. Okay, but it took like 3 years to get there. You know what I mean?
So it's or 10 years. It's depending on your situation.
Well, exactly. And so that's why. And you know, it's important to be patient. It's really important because everything's going to happen, and it's fast. It's going to happen in a very accelerated way, and it's going to happen. You know, like that saying: when it rains, it pours. Mm-hmm. And it's going to come in like that. So the cardinal signs are the action signs where everything gets sped up and everything starts to happen and everything moves very, very quickly. And so, you know, we want to be patient because then we'll move into Taurus, which is the fixed energy. And okay. then we will make it serious. Like we'll make the plan and we'll seal the deal, you know. So in Aries, it's where all the seeds start to come up and the plants are coming up, okay, and everything's starting to grow. And then we move into the fixed sign Taurus, and that's when we can really solidify our newfound plans, our newfound relationships, our newfound work, our newfound living locations. You know, anything that's new coming up here this spring for you, and this is for everybody, not just the fire signs. Jupiter is in Aries and Uranus going into Aries is going to light the fire for everyone, all signs. So everyone is going to have a chance at this.
Okay, so at the end of the month, now we have, what planets are in retrograde right now?
Well, now
Mercury, is that really anything that we need to be concerned about right now?
We don't. We really don't. You know, is all power is in the now. Okay, your power is in today. The decisions you make today will determine your tomorrow. We really need to stay here now because of everything accelerating so tremendously that if you're out in your future, then you're not living your present. And when you get to your future, you have to go back to now, which is now your past, because you weren't here now. So you're never present. You're either in the future or the past. And so it's very important that we stay here now, stay in the present, and do what we need to do today so that tomorrow you will be ready and available to go, to take up with the opportunities that present themselves to each one.
So the situation with Mercury going into retrograde later in the month, that's not really a major thing because usually it's like time to regroup, rethink, kind of reorganize yourself. You're saying because of the Uranus being in Aries as long with Jupiter and Libra is and Saturn in Libra, it's just like let's go time. It's just like move forward. You're cleaning up, you're clearing out, and it's time to move forward.
Well, you know, everywhere you go, there you are. And
exactly.
And so racing ahead, you got to clean up where you are right now, you know? And so everywhere you go, there you are. And so you can't avoid yourself. You can't avoid your issues. You can't avoid your problems. You can't avoid situations. You can't avoid what you need to do. And so all power is here in the now. And so, Mercury's going to retrograde in the fire signs this year, which is going to be quite uplifting. And the fire signs, he will retrograde in Aries and Leo and Sag this year, which is actually quite wonderful. If, I mean, if we've got to pick a place for Mercury to retrograde, oh, please retrograde in the fire signs. And now with Mercury retrograde, you always need to check the details, okay? And you definitely don't want to get married under Mercury retrograde. I know people get married all the time under Mercury retrograde, and they also get divorced because Mercury retrograde means redo. Now, if you've been out of work for 2 years and you get a job under Mercury retrograde, take it, okay? You know, is we need to be sensible here, okay? And, you know, you're not going to say to an employer, well, I can't take the job for another month because I, you know, it's retrograde time, you know. So, no, take the job. Now, as far as getting married, you could wait 21 days. What's the problem? You know, what's the hurry? You know, and so, you know, that's the only things I would suggest, you know, is you want to, and if you're going to make a big purchase item, you don't want to do another Mercury retrograde, but we're kind of jumping ahead here because we didn't discuss really in full the Uranus aspect here, because this is a pretty big deal, and as well as the full moon that will happen on the 18th.
Okay, so let's talk about it. What other aspects or what other insights do you have on Uranus going into Aries? What wonderful things is this beautiful planet of surprises and the unexpected, you know, expecting the unexpected with this one. What other lessons or things can we expect?
Okay, so with Uranus, since 1975 up until now, he has been in the top half of the chart. So he's been moving through Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. Those signs rule institutions, governments. It rules organizations, bureaucracies, and the shareholders. So since 1975, especially here in America, you can notice that the government and the institutions have held all the power. And the,
yes,
the individual rights have been on the decline. The union rights have been on the decline. The individual rights have been on the decline. And we've been paying the price. If you look at the banksters and what they've done, you know, they've, I mean, you know, when I thought about this is because I read an article in Vanity Fair about what happened in Ireland, and it's just so tragic. I'm half Irish. My name's Kelly, which my mother's maiden name is Teresa Kelly, and my grandmother's Teresa Kelly, and they came from Nova Scotia and originally came from Ireland. So this is dear to my heart, what the banksters from Wall Street went over there and did, you know. And you got to understand, Ireland, the UK, their cultures are thousands of years old. They don't move like we do. They don't change like we do. You can't put those people out of work and see them bounce back like we can. And it's just criminal what's happened over there. And those guys, none of them are in jail. Now, some drug addict who is knocks over a 7-Eleven store here, he's going to go to jail for 15 years.
You might want to refresh people's memory real quick what happened in Ireland and the UK, that whole scenario that you're talking about.
There's a wonderful article in the Vanity Fair this month. It's called When Irish Eyes Are Crying. And it talks about how the banksters from Wall Street went over there and opened a bank up and gave them all kinds of free money, just like they did here when they flooded us with free credit cards and gave everyone hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy houses, even when they never checked your credit. They never checked you to see if you even had a job. And they did that over in Ireland, and Ireland got caught up in it, and they started building all kinds of things over there. And then, of course, you know, the House of Cards fell, you know, back in the wonderful October surprise of 2008 when the chickens came home to roost and we realized it was all a big Ponzi scheme and, you know, $60 trillion in real estate went away overnight. And they're in a serious depression over there now. And not only are the people depressed, but they're in a depression. And it's just tragic. that this happened. It never had to happen like that. Now, I don't know if you know, London has a different deal going. You know, they've, I mean, they got their own problems, but it's not like Ireland. And so, you know, this all went on with the Uranus and Pisces, where the banksters, you know, put up this Ponzi scheme, you know, and gave people all this free money thinking, oh, you know, this is, you know, is this going to continue and continue? And, you know, of course your house, which was valued at $100,000 last year, is worth $1 million now, you know, and so we're going to give you a line of credit on that house, you know? And so, it's all come crumbling, you know, crumbling down, and their dollar isn't worth anything. And last fall, Germany had to, you know, give them $100 billion or something just so that their whole, you know, everything didn't completely collapse. But what they're doing, what the banksters did is they let the taxpayers bail them out. And that's the problem over here. And so with Uranus moving into Aries, which is the sign of the individual, Uranus is going to be in the sign of the individual till 2025, because he's going to move from Aries to Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, and then Libra, which is the sign of the individual, which means it's all going to be about institutions, every governments, all of it is now going to, the game is going to change, and it's going to be about empowering the individual. And that's something we haven't seen since the 60s. And this is going to be huge, and it's going to be a huge breakthrough, because we are going to reform government. We're going to reform especially the economies and banking, and we're going to bring it back to simplicity, and we're going to bring it back to empowering the individual, empowering the entrepreneur, and taking the power out of the elites that have been manipulating the institutions and the governments to serve them at the expense of the individual and the entrepreneurs and the real business owners that actually make products and services, And so this is very, very powerful. So that, and this is part of the grassroots that's taking place in the Middle East.
Now, with that, though, the fact that Pluto is in Capricorn is helping restructure things as well. And being with Uranus in a kind of also a cardinal sign, that really is really reformatting and giving everybody a new formation, foundation on what to build on.
Absolutely, because Uranus is going to square Pluto 7 times. And these two are going to really start dancing in 2012. And that's going to be more about the elites rather than you and I, because you and I, we've already, and everyone else listening to this call, we've already, you know, we've already been through the drastic changes. And the elites have been in this bubble, you know, let's face it, you know, bailed out the banks. And these guys, instead of going to jail, like I said, you know, some poor little guy, you know, who's got a drug problem, he goes and he robs a 7-Eleven, he goes to jail. You know, that guy goes to jail. But these guys ruined countries. They've ruined the lives of millions of people. And they're walking around. They got bonuses. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. It's criminal. It's criminal. And their day is coming. Their day is coming. And that's the beauty of the light and the way God works is, you know, none of us are exempt from our karma, you know, and transparency. And so, you know, they can't sit there and lie to us anymore, because we're all becoming more psychic and intuitive. And we all know the truth. We know when someone, as the Indians would say, white men speak with forked tongue, where they talk out of both sides of their mouth. And so, things are changing on the horizon. Things are about to change. Something is afoot at the Circle K. I would say on their excellent adventure.
Yes. So right now we have just a few more minutes, I believe, for this wonderful part one. So is there any last, I think we have 5 minutes, that you want to kind of wrap up this first part, and then the next time I'm really going to go even more in depth with, if you would like, with the authority figure and how we're all going to be like standing up and saying enough of this, and really getting empowered and taking our power back. I also want to mention that I also think we should feel about the, even though you don't like that word now because of good old Charlie Sheen, the goddess and the god energy that we truly are coming out. And I do feel like a lot of the astrology is pushing that energy out. But right now, is there anything you want to wrap up with the new moon and that kind of area right now for this week?
Well, yeah, you know, is we are all gods and goddesses. We were made in the image of God. That was what Jesus taught us, that the, you know, the church is ruined, is the true teachings of Jesus, that you are God. You are God. You are God. You see? Not your ego. Not the ego, but your soul. You have a soul. You have a higher self. That's the God stuff of you. So you are God. You are powerful manifestors. We are creating this collective reality together. We are all incredibly powerful spiritual beings. And the more people own their power and understand that, the faster we can get to the good stuff. The faster we can get to endless prosperity and creating more beauty in the world and abundance in the world and all the wonderful things that we know on the inside we can have and we can be if we only allow it, if we just know it and believe it, you know, is really believe you are worthy, really believe that you are beautiful and that you are deserving of your heart's desire, of what is true and real, that beauty lives within you.
Right. So that's kind of like back to the Chiron and Pisces bringing up what may feel like it can't be healed, but really understanding besides that wound, you are still and always will be that God goddess within and deserving of love and prosperity and all the good things that we all work so hard to achieve. It really is possible and very doable, and just be in that space and understand and really trust that it is coming around.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's it. Is where we're going is better than we could possibly ever imagine. And, you know, we're on the threshold of this new world. And the wound that doesn't heal is part of being human. You know, that's the beauty of being human is recognizing that, you know, hey, I'm not made of steel, you know, is that we have our limitations and we want to work with those, you know, and it was really good that I slowed down and I wasn't pushing so hard physically. And a lot of benefit came from that because I accelerated even more so spiritually. And so, you know, endorse your greatest weakness. You know, your imperfections, your perfection lies in your imperfections. And, you know, it's not about being perfect. It's not about, you know, hitting the ball out of the park every time. You know, it's not about pushing yourself beyond your limits. It really is an opportunity for us to love who we are. Love who we are, warts and all, imperfections and all. You know, schisms and all, you know, is what it really is about, you know, self-acceptance, self-nurturance, compassion, self-compassion.
And I think that's a wonderful place to end this part one. So I thank Kelly Rosano of KellyRosano.com. She is an astrologer. She is a coach. Please check out her website with all her information. She does have some wonderful books and products to check out, and she has some wonderful articles and blogs. Also, she does do astrology reading and coaching, so please check her out. And Kelly will be back on next week, and we are going to continue the conversation about the new energies that are empowering all of us to really fulfill our full potential if we're willing to be a little patient and do what we need to do. So with that, Kelly, thank you very much. And with that, this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and information. Until next time, many blessings and good night.